So what are your plans for the year ahead? Are they good plans that spark a sense of anticipation in your heart? Or is there a sense of foreboding that hangs over you like a dark cloud? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When you think about it, there are two sorts of plans that we can have, two ways of looking at the future. Positive plans that we launch into with confidence and gusto, and, if I can call them this, negative plans, as our sense of uncertainty morphs into doom and gloom. But sometimes things don't work out the way we'd imagined. Our good plans fall in a heap. The bad things we thought would happen don't ever eventuate. So with all that uncertainty, how do you embrace the year ahead? How do you equip yourself with a realistic outlook that'll serve you well no matter what life throws at you? Well, James chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. Some of you say, today or tomorrow, we'll go to some city. Well, we'll stay there a year and we'll do business and make money. Listen, think about this. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. Your life is like a fog. You can see it for a short time, but then it goes away. So you should say, if the Lord wants, we'll live and do this or that. In other words, don't rely on yourself. Don't boast or wallow, as the case may be, in what you think or see, but lay it all at God's feet. He knows it all. He is ever faithful, and He loves you beyond words. If He wants, we'll live and do this or that. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And friend, let me tell you, when we allow Him to speak His encouragement, His wisdom into our lives, that changes everything. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.